The Royal Commission into Aged Care will hear evidence in regional New South Wales today, where it'll focus on improving the system for those who live outside the major cities. The Commission's interim report released last week painted a dire picture of the sector, saying it's so bad it's diminished the nation. As the final report, still more than a year away, the industry's critics say the Commission must now focus on solutions. David Sparks reports.
For rural and regional Australians, the next 3 days are a chance to have their say about aged care. The public hearings will be held in Mudgee in the central west of New South Wales. Midwestern Region Councillor Esme Martins lives on a farm 60 kilometres away, and she says older people have a simple message for the Commission.
I'd say to them that basically people want to stay in their homes as long as possible. There are huge waiting lists for people that require assistance with doing that. So please provide more funds so that we can remain in our homes as long as possible. And when we do have to go into nursing home care, please ensure that we get the very best treatment that I think we deserve.
The hearings this week will have a particular focus on the Mudgee region, where a local facility, Pioneer House, was sanctioned in February after failing to meet a number of standards. Evidence will also be heard from rural areas around the country. Charles Sturt University's Marie Burnoth is based in Wagga, and she says these hearings will have to consider a range of needs.
Also in rural areas, we have our Indigenous peoples, and they have their particular cultural needs as far as palliative care go. And what happens when that culturally sensitive and appropriate palliative care is not there for our Indigenous peoples? They don't access it. They suffer.
Marie Burnoth says last week's interim report was a good start to the Commission's work. But she says rural Australians are disadvantaged when it comes to aged care.
Our rural older people struggle to get prompt services that enable them to stay at home and receive palliative services. And a lot of that's got to do with distance, and a lot of that's got to do, again, with federal and state government funding.
The Frank report was welcomed by many last week. But Linda Saltarelli from the advocacy group Aged Care Crisis says it didn't go far enough.
No one's actually mentioned any of the policies that have actually been in place for the last two decades, or the regulatory framework that has been in place for the last two decades. You know, the interim report did not seem to cover any of that. And I think it's important because if we don't look at the reasons why the neglect is happening or why the abuse is happening in aged care, I think, you know, we might be having another Royal Commission in the next decade or two decades.
The Aged Care Royal Commission is due to hand down its final report in November next year.
David Sparks reporting.